Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for April 27th, 2024. And we're going to look at a difficult one. As if any of this isn't difficult to the average person, but let me preface it. You know, there comes a time in everybody's life where they have to evaluate what they know. How do you know anything? So Carrie from Texas, Lubbock, Texas, writes me and says, how would I know if I know what you're saying is true? And Carrie, this is a very good question. If you look at the word know in the dictionary, it's about being aware through observation or inquiry, or to have some knowledge about something, to be absolutely certain or true about something. But how do we arrive at these things? Knowledge changes. Awareness, to be aware, that's the real key. Once you have been able to put aside the ego, the vanity, the pride, put aside the ambition and the fears of maybe the way you want to think or the way you have looked at life or your philosophy, once you're able to see that bigger picture, then things do change. Things operate in a different way. So if you really want to know, you have to not use your, let's say, your Carrie acuity. I would have to give up my Gregory Edward acuity, which would be based in my mental acuity that I inherited through my mother and father. And I'm giggling because, you know, if you can't tell, I don't come from really smart people. I really don't. They're not real. They would never have understood anything I have been talking about for over 50 years here. You know, my parents died when I was 18, so we didn't have a close relationship when they were in the carcass, much less have a relationship where we could talk about these things. There is a place inside of us, Carrie, all of us, that is the place of knowing. This place is separate from anything that we generally think of as the norm of our life. This place that I am referring to is not one that's defined by words. It's a simple place. Now, some people will call it the heart, and I'll be okay with that, but it isn't the human heart, because the human heart is filled with bias and prejudice, so it can't be in that genre. This place of knowing is a place that is what I call the secret place of the Most High that lives in every single human being. And whether or not they access that great place within them, that great causation, that great beauty, is very important. And when I was little, nobody ever said to me, do you know this in your heart? Or why don't you go to your heart and think about what you want to do? Things like that. My parents didn't do that kind of thing. And none of my students' parents did either. So I think it's something that you have to, first of all, be suspicious of advice that you get from people, no matter who they are. And you have to weigh it inside yourself with the heart, that part of you that is the all-knowing, and that does live within us, like I say. But the problem is accessing it and beginning to gel in it, to have some sense of it as a meaningfulness, something that is really, really important. I have a place inside me. People will say things or do things, and you know, I feel the resonation, whether or not that's true or not, whether or not it's good for them or not. I have it especially, you know, with my students, because I'm with them and I talk to them a great deal. So I kind of know what it is that they're going through. And that's kind of the way I roll here. So I really can't give you an answer that would appease your logic and your reasoning or would comfort you and make you think that, oh yeah, I got that place. Whether or not you've activated your heart, your authentic heart, again, not the human heart, not your instincts, no, none of that. If you have activated that part of you that is the knowing, that's all I know how to say, it is the knowing. And it's, for a lot of people, very difficult to get in contact with. It's really, really hard to get in contact with. For other people, it's real quick and easy. I've seen that too. So it just depends on where you're at with yourself, what you want to do with the nature of your life and how you want to live beyond the confines of your logic and reasoning. And that's the key to it all. If I am not willing to move beyond the confines of my intellectual precepts and concepts, if I'm just not there with that, then I'm going to have some real problems. I really am. I'm not going to have any sense of knowing because everything will have to appease and appeal to my logic and reasoning, which is faulty in everybody's case. I see that all the time. There is a time for strategy in our living where we strategize through logic and reasoning, maybe how to get something done, how to fix something, how to activate something, how to participate in maybe a computer or something like that where we have to understand the mechanics of it. There's a vast difference between that and knowing, really deeply knowing. Knowing that which is from that which ain't, as I like to call it. And if you're able to do that, if you're willing to do that, then all sorts of openings begin to happen. You start to stand back and observe your life rather than think your way through it. The worst thing that we can do is try to think our way through this lifetime. Thinking and makes me nothing more than petty and calling forth my genetic heritage and background, and it doesn't do me any real good. I just, you know, flounder around in my ego trying to make sense out of it, because sense is what gets us in trouble. We like the pettiness of it, the mischief of it, the intrigue of it. There's lots of things about our sensibilities that make sense to us, make us believe that we're, you know, doing the right thing. I have sat with people asking them, how do you know if you're doing the right thing? And they always say, well, it just feels good. It feels right. Feels? What are we talking about? Your emotions, your passions? Is that what we're talking about? And how do I know that those things aren't just a part of my Gregory Edward mischief and I'm rationalizing them through the idea of thinking that if my heart impulses me to do it, it must be right? You know, all of that is just ridiculous. That's basically what we do. And in doing that and missing the mark there, we live our life and we never question it. It's all about my emotionality and what my emotions are purporting to me, telling me, trying to get me to do. And usually this has to do with indulgences such as vengeance, pride, vanity, things like that. And that's about all most people know. So when Jesus said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do, it means more if you understand what I've tried to teach you here in this brief podcast. Know ye not. We have a saying in Zen, only don't know. Thank you. Thank you, Carrie, for your beautiful email. And thank you for listening. Thank you all for listening. And please forgive me. Namaste.